Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, folks, I'm Frank Fontana. Thanks for joining us. We're here till 3 o'clock every Sunday from 1 to 3. All right, it's time for our Wonder Woman segment. And just for the heck of it, Dave, because you played it earlier, let's play it again. Yeah, that's right. When you hear that song, you know what it's time for, right? The Wonder Woman in the studio right now. Let's say hello to our Wonder Woman guest this week, Lucy Herrera and La Tera.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
¿Qué onda?
Todo muy bien. Mira nomás.
Sí, un poquito. girls, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it, especially on a Sunday. I know we're looking over a computer monitor over here to see you over there.
Thanks for the invite.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So you guys are here to promote a great cause. But before we get there, I just want to learn a little bit about you two and share your stories with the listening audience here. So why don't we start with whoever you want. Go ahead.
Okay, let's start with me. Okay. All right, My name is La Lucci. I was on radio for 15 years. Check that out.
I know. I love that. So where were you on radio at?
105.1, La Que Buena.
Sí.
For 14 years and then 1 year for La Ley, 107.9. Down the street, both of them.
Awesome.
Always in Chicago, and I loved serving the community. Of course, it's a job, but you love being
this
in touch with people.
This ain't a job.
Isn't it?
This is fun.
Yes.
Except for when Dave hits the wrong button occasionally. But
exactly.
He keeps me on my toes. I mean, yeah. I got to give him credit. So I've had a lot of producers here at WGN. And I like Dave a lot. So today's his like first day in the trenches with me.
Nice.
Throw me into the water like that. Go for it.
That's it, man. Throw him in the frying pan. There's no way. So I got to expect that, you know, a music bump. Like, you know, we have our barbecue guy come in, and he's playing Wonder Woman for the barbecue guy.
Yeah, real nice.
I mean, he must have appreciated that.
He's a pro at messing things up, but
yeah,
he's good.
Yeah, exactly.
I was excited to have the Wonder Woman here. That's why.
Woo-hoo. You were all day, all show long. You couldn't stop talking about it. All right, so tell me more about you.
So about me. Been through a lot in my lifetime. My father passed away when I was young, and then my brother committed suicide. So this became a thing for me.
Right.
But it became a positive thing because a lot of people don't talk about it, and they're like, "Oh, what? You don't say that?
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't say that?
It's taboo.
Yeah, it's taboo. It's not taboo. Talk about it. It's okay to talk about it. Let it be a subject. And depression is a big deal, especially in the city where it's supposed to be 80 degrees right now, and it's 50.
So depressing. I mean, really, it's right. Where is summer?
Exactly. And I know that affects many people, but it affects our youth more than anybody because our youth are in this world of I know it all. I know what I'm doing.
YOLO.
Exactly. Yeah. You only live once.
But what's
carefree.
Up with that, though? I mean, it seems like here in Chicago, the violence is worse than it's ever been. Every time you take a step forward, it goes 2 steps back. And they always say weather affects that. Is that true?
I think so.
Yeah. Mental health. But, I mean, we don't have the mental health spaces, centers that we had before.
Yeah.
So, of course, this is what's going to happen. It's going to get worse.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because the parents are not on the meds. The children don't know how to deal with the parents. The parents don't know how to deal with the children. And it's just generations of this
Let me ask
pain.
You this. How much do you think of this as a product of society versus, parenting, poor parenting? You know, in my opinion, I think there's some parents do have to take responsibility.
Sure.
And it just doesn't happen.
I think it goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Because the product of society, but then again, if you're in a classroom, you need to know to respect your elders. And right now,
doesn't that start at home, though?
It does start at home.
Yeah.
But right now, that is an issue because at home, I'm going to call the police if you raise your hand at me. Well, no, because I'm your mom or I'm your dad. I'm supposed to correct
the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that wouldn't fly.
A little spanking.
My mother was a expert at throwing a wooden spoon. She could hit me around a corner and like have it like a boomerang. And today, she'd be in jail for that.
And they didn't even have to really hit us with anything. It was the look.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
The look was enough.
Crazy
wait till we get home.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Or just that. Wait till we get home. And you're crapping your pants the whole way home.
Totally.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I mean, so it's like, you know, okay, all right, a little bit of that's good.
But I mean, we have to be realistic, right? The system of oppression is real.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Well, Tara, since you're talking, let's talk about you and your background. And you're an advocate for the youth.
Yes. So my name is La Tere. I'm from Humble Park. I identify as an Afro-Boricua, right? So I'm like in the space between the Latinos and black, being black and being Latina. And so I get a lot. I understand a lot because I'm living in these two worlds. But it's really just my world, right?
Right.
And so... I was blessed enough to use music as a healing tool, hip-hop.
Right, you know, you're a hip-hop artist. Yeah, I've heard some of your music. I dig it.
Thank you. It saved my life, just giving me that outlet, that space. And so I've been teaching children around the world how to use hip-hop as a healing tool.
But, you know, if you don't mind, let me pause right there.
Sure.
To get there, though, because there's probably a lot of aspiring kids listening right now who are talented, who could, you know, rap lyrics with no problem, better than most people out there. How did you get from A to B?
Taking risks. And really, really pushing to be fearless. Like, I had nothing to lose. When you live in poverty, you don't have anything to lose. So do it. Go, run, fly. And my parents always said, you know, we migrated from Puerto Rico here so that you life not to clip your wings. You better fly. You better make this the best opportunity that you possibly can.
Yeah.
They took the risk, and then it was kind of like, vuela, you know?
So you've seen it. Your parents were an example of taking that risk.
Exactly.
Coming to America, and you know, hey, I'm sure unless they came here with, you know, loads of money in their pockets, they had to bust their butts to make it happen. Which is just like my parents were immigrants, same thing. They came here with nothing. You know, we've got, with generations later, which, you know, becoming, you know, the future Fontanas.
Yeah,
you know?
Cool.
Yeah.
That's what I tell my students, my undocumented students, my dreamers. You know, like, your parents took the risk. You took the risk.
Yeah.
Some didn't know that they were taking a risk. I'm like, you took a risk without even knowing you were taking a risk. So,
well, let's talk about the youth a little bit, and we're going to have to take a quick break. But in your opinion, everyone makes a big stink about these millennials. You know, do you consider yourselves millennials, or that's a generation beneath you?
Yeah, it's a generation beneath
us. Are they as lazy as people talking about out there?
They're different.
They're different. Yeah, they're not. I don't think they're lazy. They just have a different way of...
Because the media is just bashing them. You know, like, they're just making them out to be a group of kind of, you know, hands out, I deserve it all kind of kid. I don't want to work for it. And I'm going to stay in my mom's basement until
If you're privileged, you're privileged. I mean, privilege is privilege, right? But those young Latinos that are millennials and African Americans that are doing the Black Lives Matters and doing all
hustling.
Of the... They are working it, and they are working the media. And it's amazing.
That's great.
I'm excited about them.
Let's pause on that note. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to have more with our Wonder Woman segment with Lucia Herrera and Latera when we come back. All right, welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show. We're here with our Wonder Woman for this week, Lucy Herrera and Latera. You heard a little bit about their history and their climb up to the ladder to where they're sitting here today. Latera, you might as well just play it anytime, Dave. You can play it the whole show if you want. Wonder Woman. Just leave it as a soundtrack underneath the rest of our segment here. We are talking to our Wonder Woman, and you guys came together for a cause, and it's called Bags of Joy. Why don't you tell me about it?
Sure. Bags of Joy is, it's labor of love, right? It's going into a space where there's over 500,000 children in Tanzania, and we're not going to be able to serve yet, right? 500,000 children, but bringing them bags with hygiene products, with some school supplies, and with just fun things like, you know, crazy glasses, what we use as props in our photo booths, stuff like that, so that they can hang out.
Have fun.
Yeah, kick it. Like, you're already on the street. You don't have parents. You hustle every single day to try to figure out how you're going to get food. There's tourists.
Slaves. Yeah.
It's crazy. So, I mean, why? I'm already going there.
Yeah.
Like, why? So I wanted to bring my friends.
Why are you going? Like, what was there a original reason you were going there? And then you said, you know why I'm going there? I'm going to just do this.
It's been something that I've always wanted to do. Like I said, I identify as Afro-Puerto Rican.
Sure, sure.
So I wanted to go back to the motherland. What is that? My father is a Black Puerto Rican. And so just going back to the space, I always rock my Kauri shells, and it's in me, right? This is the mi sangre. This is what it is. And so just reconnecting with the people. And
so this
just
started as a personal journey for you.
Absolutely.
And then at what point did you get motivated to help the youth there?
Because I have a friend there, G Solo. He's an MC out there, and he feeds the kids like once every few months. Like, he does a big dinner at his house, and all the street kids from his neighborhood come and get fed. So I was like, what can I do while I'm there? Like, if I'm going to be there, I have to participate in this.
That's right.
And I didn't want it to be just about money, right? Like, or giving it to an organization that I did not know.
Right, no. God knows what they do with your money.
Exactly.
Right.
So just being able to, I wanted to bring my friends with me. And I've traveled extensively, and I want my friends to come with me, so this was a great way for my friends to come. I'm like, it's $20. You put all of these things from the dollar store in a bag, and I'm passing out these bags. There's going to be a picture of you with the inside of one of the notebooks. That's with sweet. A note from you. And so,
and Lucy, are you pictured
you.
In this bag?
I sure am. I'm so excited.
You all glammed up, and you're like
exactly.
posing
with a little bag. Yay! Yeah, yeah. With all the products inside. I think it's very important, because I know that a lot of things we take for granted here, especially in Chicago.
Sure.
And I know when I go back to Mexico every summer, I see it in their eyes. They're like, wow, that's such a pretty shirt you have. And I'm just looking like,
it's so fascinating, isn't it?
It is.
You know, I've traveled
to
third world countries before, and the things we just take for granted, the simple little things like a cool T-shirt.
Exactly.
You know, it is something that's a novelty over there.
A pen that lights up. You don't see that over there. That's,
I mean, and with the internet and you, all the things you see out there, you still, I mean, children just have no concept in our country of what it really is like to have nothing. Mm-hmm. No, and granted, there are some kids in our communities that struggle, no doubt.
For sure.
But, you know, it's not in comparison to where's my next meal coming
from?
You still have running water. You can actually take a shower.
Yeah.
How about that concept?
You know what, Frankie? We were talking earlier on the couch right before we came into the room, into the studio. I was telling Tere, do you ever feel this inside of you? Because I know I get a lot of criticism. I'm sure you get it too, Tere, or Frank yourself. But when people say, you know, why are you worried about going and taking things to kids in another country? What about the kids here in Chicago?
You know, I was going to ask that question. So I'm glad you brought it up.
Because it boggles me that people think that way. It's about just
being
serving.
A global citizen.
Yes,
come on,
humanity.
I'm boundaryless. There's no boundaries. Like there's no borders. I can't envision that, and I just can't see myself going to a place and not being able to participate and give. What if it comes from my spirit? Like
And
who are you to judge me about where I'm giving? And also, you know, people don't know the in detail what you do on a daily in your life.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
Like, right. So you can be giving to the community all day.
All day.
All day.
You're in crisis Chicago. Intervention specialist. You know, when I'm inside of the schools, I'm just a substitute teacher. But I am doing crisis intervention because I know how to do social emotional work.
Where are you substituting?
At Golder College Prep.
And so it's College Prep. Age of the kids?
High school.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Talk to me about it. I mean, it's because I got two young kids, and I'm afraid. I'm afraid to send them to school. And we live out, you know, in LaGrange. But, you know, just the whole concept of sending them to high school, regardless of where, you know, it's just a scary thing.
It is a very scary thing. And media, that's where the media piece is really, really scary, right? Because they have access to so many things that's how the parents kind of lose them. You don't need to teach them anymore because they think they know it all because they can Google it.
Yeah.
And so that's what we deal with all the time. But
so Google is the new parent, basically.
Yeah, Google is the new parent.
How scary.
Que sí, que.
The new parent, the new teacher, the new everything.
Yeah, and so, I mean, what I'm seeing right now, especially in Chicago, is, you know, young guys, they want to get out of these gangs. They know that they're on a time limit. They're not going to make it. You know, and so there's this high anxiety and this high stress with the young women, too, that these are their boyfriends, these are their brothers. And so everybody is impacted by the gun and gang violence.
Sure.
This is not just, our young boys. No.
Or in certain segments, it used to be, just on the south side or just on the west side. But now it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And, you know, you read these stories in, like, Lincoln Park and, like, I hate to use the word yuppie-ish areas, but.
Sure. It's on the expressway.
It's everywhere. It's on the expressway. It's in the train system. It's everywhere.
It just happened this morning on the Kennedy.
Exactly.
What? Really? Gosh.
So I think that it's important to, you know, just be love. And so that's what the bags of joy.
Spread love.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, the only thing that can conquer evil is true love.
Always wins. It really, really does. And, you know, the children will be able. I'm going to take a picture of all of the children. So we're not taking thousands of bags, right? A few hundred.
How are you gonna? I'm just curious. Are you putting them on a carry-on, or are you gonna stuff them into a big suitcase?
You're
gonna send them FedEx?
Yeah,
okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I'm sending them.
They have FedEx in Tanzania?
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
Note to David, the producer, play "All We Need Is Love."
Right.
Awesome. So.
This is his first date. You got to cut him a little slack. He'll get there.
David.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah. We're just trying to get him to play the right intro. We can start there. So, you know, I'm just teasing.
That would help. That would help, right?
Some fans that are in Texas, in Florida, in California, and they're doing Bags of Joy too. So,
oh, cool.
It's, yeah, it's not just in Chicago, but
every. So, is your goal to make this organization a global organization?
Absolutely. I mean, it's why not?
So,
and
how,
it's quick.
How can people listening, if they're inspired to help you and maybe add to your package, maybe there's a company listening that wants to throw a little extra something into the bags.
Yay. That would be beautiful.
How can they get a hold of you?
So they can go to www.latere.com, LAHTERE.com.
And you know what would be great? If you take a picture of what you're putting in the bag and hashtag it.
That's right.
Gotcha.
Right? And then you got the whole world that can see all this. And for companies listening, that's a great thing.
Yes.
You
know, you be love.
Be love. That's it.
All we need is love.
Do you guys have a website for this yet?
Not yet, but on Latere, there's a tab that you can go to that's Bags of Joy.
Fantastic. Ladies, Lucia Herrera and Latere, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. It went quick, the half hour.
I know, right?
That's
right.
Awesome.
Half an hour.
Yeah, crazy.
Invite us anytime.
We will. I'm definitely going to. I told Dave, I'm so happy to have this you know, injection of Latino, you know, flavor into
that's
the show.
Right, that's
I love it.
That's critical.
I grew up, I lived in South Beach, and I lived in all these amazing, I've been to Latin America, I've been to Venezuela. I love the culture.
Wow.
I do, you know. So, Dave,
and Lucy can teach you how to dance too. You need some salsa, merengue,
whenever
some
you want.
Cumbia.
Right here, right now. Let's do
there
this.
You go.
Play the song, David. Done.
Shake the money maker.
During commercial break.
That's funny. All right, we got to take a quick break. We have news coming up after that. Again, thank you, ladies.
Thank
Appreciate you.
You
are truly Wonder Woman. Keep doing what you do.
Love you.
All right.
Gracias.